When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, cousin, get your hand off my lap.
Yeah, for sure.
And everyone's probably like, the fuck? That's your cousin? Yeah.
And Jessica is face first on the floor, passed out. And we're eating burritos. Like
in our room. And me and
that eating burritos and still drinking tequila.
And what time is this? Is this like 2 in the morning?
Three o'clock. Yeah.
I have so much anxiety listening to this. You have no idea. Okay, hello everybody. Welcome to Humble and Hungry. I'm your friend, Natalie Pouchet. We have the fourth sister here today, Jackie, Woo. Jessica, and Tatis, Tanya.
Hey.
Hi, everybody.
Hey.
Hi.
Hi.
We all have no voice.
We are all recovering from the shit show that was San Diego and my cousin's wedding. It was for some of us, 3-day extravaganza. For others, a 2-day. But honestly, I mean, it felt like it was an entire week. It was wild. We had so much fun. My cousin Sergio got married, and we had just family come in from Mexico and out of town, and so people we haven't seen in 20 years. And so we already sort of knew going into this weekend that it was going to be sort of a crazy shit show. And it ended up sort of being that. So we're just going to sort of recap the entire weekend as best as we can. And as much as we can.
Without the shame. Without
the shame. Oh my God. So the girls went out there. So it was Tatis' birthday. Happy birthday, Tatis.
Happy birthday, Tatis.
Thanks. 35, girl.
No.
Oh my gosh. It's crazy.
Slaying, queen. Slaying. You're slaying it.
It's good. 35
you're
is good.
In your mid-30s.
I know.
You're like in the middle of it.
Ugh, that part's depressing, but the rest of it is great.
It's not depressing. It's actually
you were the
better.
One that told us it is a blessing to see ourselves get older.
Oh my God, it totally is. But the word mid-30s is just ugly. Like it needs to be rebranded.
Wait till you hear early 40s, bitch.
But I feel like early 40s is sexier for some reason. But like mid-35s is not.
I don't think so. I don't agree.
Think so.
No,
not when you have your shit together and you have shit like. To show for,
dude, when
like,
I'm
35 when we're and I'm older, killing it.
When we're older, mid-30s is like, oh, girl, you're a baby.
Yes. You know, I just like, don't
like
I don't
even 30s. Have
I don't even have gray hair yet. I'm turning 35 in March.
In March.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, you guys want to see mine?
Yeah, what? Where is your gray hair at? All these vitamins you've been taking?
Who, Jackie or me?
Natalie.
Oh, I know. I have zero. Do you have some?
Yeah.
What? Where?
Patches.
I have like one that
reoccurringly
grows like in my side part. So now I'm going full Gen Z and always doing a middle one because there's always one that I pluck and it regrows.
Don't pluck.
Oh, the worst I've done that.
And now I have a whole patch.
And then all of a sudden when it's growing out, it just sticks out through all your hair and you just have that one crazy gnarly gray. It's so embarrassing.
I don't have gnarly grays, but I have gnarly hair right now. I was telling Jackie that my hair has been growing back, thankfully, and I'm just in this weird, like, you know, not long, not, I don't know what the fuck. So now I'm just like this when I wake up. I'm like, good morning, everybody. Like, what?
You look like you got electrocuted a little bit.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, it just...
It's not great. But anyways, so it was Tatis' birthday on Friday, and so the girls went to San Diego early and celebrated her birthday. I couldn't go, but they basically
– No, You didn't want to go.
That's not true. No, honestly, the amount of not only guilt that I have leaving Piper for so many days, it would have been Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and then I leave again Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Those are just way too many days. I'm having my mom watch her, and I know she loves her, but it's a lot. Like it just is a lot. So it was just like I had to like pick and choose the days that I went. And honestly, you guys, I knew we were going to go hard on Friday. And I was like, I can't go hard Friday and Saturday and Sunday.
And we did.
Yeah.
We did.
And you did. Okay. So I feel like one of the highlights from the weekend was one of the cousins going to the emergency room, like, which I was not there for that night. That was the first night. Thank God I didn't go. What happened there? Like, did you guys just like how many shots or like what was happening?
Dude, it was, I mean, for me, so it was my birthday. I'm having a great time. We've been at the bar. We've had plenty of drinks. Everyone is still walking and functional. There's, you know, people's eyes are starting to get a little glazy, a little fun, a little juicier and saucier. Yep. But everyone's like fairly maintained well. So I'm like, let's go eat. So we go to the burrito place and we wait there for like 40 minutes for these burritos. And then we all jump in the cab and we go back to the hotel and we're eating burritos. Like
in our room. And me and
that eating room. Burritos and oh. Still drinking tequila.
Drinking tequila. Oh, yeah. So man. We can.
What time is this? Is this like 2 a.m?
3 o'clock.
Yeah. No, it's 1:30.
Oh.
Yeah.
And call then there's like 12 of us in our one bedroom, one king size bed hotel room.
Oh boy.
And
mind you, we had clothes everywhere because we were trying to figure out what we were gonna wear. So imagine girl hotel room, suitcases, clothes.
And then everyone, you have everyone back at your hotel room.
Everyone back in the room.
I have so much anxiety listening to this. You have no idea.
How many burritos did we order? It was like 15, right?
The room smelled like burritos for 3 days.
That's
disgusting. 3 days. Every
it
level.
Like 3 days.
And then it gets better because security comes and knocks on our door. And I like open the door and like, you know when you're in trouble at school and you're like, God, was it me that got the F in the class? So, like I open the door. I'm like, oh my God, are we so loud? Meanwhile, everyone's like, wait, give me the burrito. Like,
you're like, I am so sorry. I don't know them. I'm just the babysitter.
It's my birthday, but I'm so sorry because I'm taking care of all these clowns.
Oh my God.
But so when we get to the bar on Friday, we're in Pacific Beach, which is like, I guess like the party town down in like San Diego area. It's very collegey. And I go to the bouncer and write whatever, he takes my ID. And then he looks at me and he goes, thank you, ma'am. Ma'am. And I literally, and I said it like that. I go, did you just call me ma'am? And he's like, I call everyone ma'am. I'm like, bitch, I guarantee you're not going to tell this 21-year-old behind me, ma'am. So the whole night, everyone kept going, ma'am?
Yeah, we would all take our hat off. We were like, good day to you, ma'am. Good day.
How old was he? Was he young?
Yeah.
Yes, he was probably just as young as all these other people. But I felt so... old.
That's like the last time we were in San Diego. They made us pay the cover, and then they let everyone else go for free.
Yeah, that was embarrassing.
So
you know when you're old when they call you ma'am when you walk into a club and when you have to pay your own cover.
Yeah,
but did we shut it down? Yes, sir.
Wait,
good
no,
day,
no,
sir. We
but
did.
We got in early because we didn't have to pay a cover because we got in so early. They didn't even ask us to pay a cover.
We were those old people there early.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. All right. So when does this whole emergency room ensue?
So at this point, there was a car ride that got a little inappropriate with one of the boys that was there that I had to be like, yo, keep your hands in your own lap over here.
Oh, and no.
Yeah. So
nothing good happens after midnight.
Yeah.
Riley says.
And like we said, we're not blood related to the cousins that we call cousins. It's a very, you know, like if you're a Mexican, Filipino, everybody's your cousin, your tia, you know, your uncle, your whole thing. So
but it's weird when you're like, hey, cousin, get your hand off my lap.
Yeah, for sure.
And everyone's probably like, the fuck? That's your cousin? Yeah. Like, that's some incest shit.
For sure. So I've got, like, Joanna and Natasha. But I'm in the car ride, and Joanna's got the burritos. Like, Joanna's the little petite Filipino girl, and she has this bag of burritos that's, like, bigger than her head. And Natasha's in the front seat. Our other one isn't, like, passed out in the way back seat. I'm in the middle seat. And I just turn and look, and I can't even see Joanna over how high these burritos are. And she's living her best life. And Natasha's talking to the Uber guy, just living her best life, too. And I'm in the middle, like, put your fucking hands in your own lap.
Oh, hell no.
And then in the back seat, I'm like, please don't throw up. Please don't throw up. I'm like, oh, 35 years old. What else would you expect in America? Just, you know, all these things.
I need to remember the Uber ride home. I don't remember the Uber ride home. I remember bits and pieces of the Uber ride.
Wait, separated though? Because I think I took my own Uber.
Girl, you were in your own world the whole weekend. That's what happened. All right, so then basically...
We don't know exactly how the injury happened, but he basically, one of the cousins, like, fell and, like...
Okay, so this is what happens. We're in the hotel room, and I were eating these burritos. And at this point, I've had it because I'm like, it's my birthday. I just wanted to chill out. And then I was like, all right, everybody, let's get the fuck out. You guys got to go. So then the guys take each other, and they all leave, and they are being escorted home. But one of our cousins is shithoused, and he ends up just skydiving into the concrete. And he catches his shoulder in that. And not only that, but he's been pulled and pried to get off the bench that I guess he was sleeping on and off the floor. And so they're playing like Gumby, I think, with his like shoulder, trying to get him up and moving because he's a bigger kid. And the cousin that was trying to help him.
He's like in his early 20s.
Yeah, he's young.
No, he is.
He's young.
And the kid that's trying to help him up is, you know, weighs a lot less and is a lot skinnier. So they are having a full on like Three Stooges theatrics happening.
And it lasted for 2 hours, he said. He says it took them 2 hours to walk like a mile.
The problem was that he didn't know where the 24-year-old's hotel was. And so then his girlfriend was like, fuck this. I'm not watching you guys do this debauchery out here. She's like, I'm taking an Uber. I'm going home. And then
smart.
The other one was like, hey, they were arguing about where they were going. And the other one was like, I'm not going to sit here and argue. So he just kept walking by himself. So then it was just the super drunk one and the newly drunk one. And they were trying to figure it out.
Oh, my God.
Oh, and mind you, the one walking home, one of the cousins that was going to walk him home, he chugged 1942 like it was Gatorade the second
right
he walked.
He left.
Right before he left. Oh. We were like, stop, no. It was too late at that point. Like, chug. And then they walk home. And then the next day, we just see in our WhatsApp group pic was...
was him in the emergency
room. It was an emergency room. It was emergency
room. So he must have gone to the emergency room in the morning.
Yeah, in the morning.
He ended up going home with that cousin and sleeping in the hotel room of his other cousin that was like across town. So he wakes up not in his room, and he's in the room with our cousin and it's his wife. So like they woke up to like
And the funny thing was that the one cousin kept pushing him. He's like, hey man, you were so drunk last night, on his bad shoulder. And then the other cousin was like, I almost had an out-of-body experience from how much pain I was in.
Needless to say, the rest of the weekend he was in a sling. He did not party the way that he did the first night.
No.
So that was that story. And then moving right along to the second day, Saturday, that's when we arrive. We all meet up at brunch, and the stories, as we just started, everyone started sharing the stories from the night before.
Well, Saturday brunch, everyone was still drunk.
Yeah.
Like, no one's ever sobered up.
Yeah.
Yeah, so everyone's still wasted. And then all the new people are coming in. So it's like other people that are coming in. Yeah, that are flying in because Saturday was a welcome party and at this brewery around 4 o'clock. So we basically like brunch during the day, and then we're going to all sort of make our way over to the brewery, which I feel like the brunch was fun. We sort of all caught up. Nothing too crazy.
Jackie, you want to tell them about your huge fuck up and why we missed the brewery?
Well,
yeah.
Because we're in no pictures at the brewery, Jackie.
There's like two.
Oh, wait a second. Can we reverse that? Because you can't just blame it all on Jackie, because Jackie and Jessica were such lushes. Mm-hmm. They had too much fun from the moment that we woke up. We went and we got brunch and we got there at 10:30, 11.
And what did I say? What did I say? I said, you guys, get ready, come to brunch, and then we can all go to the brewery together, because I know these girls and I knew what was going to happen. We were going to leave brunch. They were going to go back to their room. They were going to take forever to get ready and they were going to be late to the brewery. And guess what happened? Ding!
No.
That's not true, because who was there on time? Was ready. Ready.
No. In our defense, Jackie, we were waiting for Tim to drive in.
You're lying.
Yes.
We were.
Tim was
we
like, I'm 10 minutes away.
I was
and I said that
there.
I'm going to wait for my husband.
Tim
I'm
was not, getting in I, at five.
You guys weren't ready. You guys could have left with Ethes and you guys weren't even ready yet. That's why you made the excuse of waiting for Tim, because you guys weren't ready. So that was like, oh, that'll buy us another 30 minutes. We read through the thing. Anyways, nor here nor there. Let's just get to the meat of
their faces.
This. They were late, and this is why, by the way, I have made so many notes for my own wedding. I am holding you all hostage in my room with no alcohol the night before my wedding. Like there's
air tags.
I absolutely will agree with you. We should not have any alcohol near us.
No.
Whole weekend.
Yes. It's not happening.
Boring wedding.
No. We can party afterwards, but I am not about to have you puffy eyed and swollen and not fitting in your dress the day of my wedding. I will be a major bridezilla if I have to, because what you guys did and how you guys showed up, I was mortified.
So yes. I leave Jackie and Jessica and they have had too much fun at brunch, because I went home early because I was like, I need to take a nap. I need to get ready. I'm like, let's leave at 3:30. What time do these bitches roll through the door? It's like 3:15 and I'm showered. I think I'm late and I'm like barely finishing my mascara. And then they're like, la, 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 la. They're like having all kinds of conversations about all God knows what. I'm like, stop yelling. I'm getting anxiety. And these two are like, we're not yelling. We're just talking to each other.
Yeah. So basically, we all get to the brewery. These girls end up coming about, 2 hours late? Hour and a half late?
No.
It was like 6:30. It was like 6.
We missed every speech.
I know. So basically, there was all these speeches happening and everyone's talking. And then that was it. The speeches basically had just ended. And Jackie and Jessica and Tim roll in. And I go, Jackie, right now, go give a speech. And she's like, okay. Which she did. You saved yourself with the speech, thankfully. Yeah. And then, you know, obviously.
But tell them why we showed up late the final time. Like, yes, we were a little bit late. We were waiting for Tim. Uber gets there. Do you want me to say or you want to say? I'm going to say it. Fuck you. So Jackie puts so that brewery has like 5 locations in San Diego. I don't know what she was thinking. She just throws in a location.
We're
30 minutes out of town at
Googled
this point.
Googled the closest one. And apparently the closest one was not the right one. And we went to Miramar.
Oh, God. And so then we get there and it was embarrassing because we walk in and we're like, where's the party? And they're like, and we're like, where's your outdoor seating? And he's like, you just passed it. It was 2 tables in the front
of the
bar.
It was tiny. It was like the tiniest little brewery. But we thought, oh, maybe there's like a bigger, you know, back door. Or now there's going to be like, it's going to open up and there's going to be more people. And
our saving grace was that our Uber driver was still parked out front. So we were calling. We were like, hey, are you close by? And he's like,
give you cash. Just get me to this new location.
Other location. And then at the end, I just invited him. I was like, just come in with us. You
saved me. Oh my God.
You're like, have a beer on me. Well, on them. But have a beer on us.
You deserve it. Good day, sir. You deserve
it. Man. Oh my gosh.
I will say the brewery was like my favorite part of the wedding, because it was like fun to just like quietly catch up with everybody and like open beer and wine. And they had really cute like Polaroids of their love story. And they
the whole wedding was done so nicely and it was so much fun and it was so intimate. I think that was what was so nice about how like it was their closest like 50 people.
Yeah.
And you got to meet and talk to everybody.
And the backstory, and the backstory though was that they were, it was only going to be them two, their officiant and like their best friends just to like sort of be there. And then eventually it was like, well, we can't not invite your this. And then, well, you can't not invite that. And then it ended up becoming a 50 person thing, which was still, you know, small and beautiful and intimate. But so we, you know, we so just fun. Made it. We all just made the cut. But it was so much fun and they did such a good job. Especially planning it literally in, they planned it in one weekend. I mean, like it was super, super fast. But it turned out great. And
so after the, but then after the brewery, that's when shit got wild. That's when I blacked out.
I don't even remember.
That's when I took a nap.
How did you take a nap? You ate pizza. You hung out at the bar.
I ate, you took more shots. You ate pizza. I ate Tatis's corn dog.
It's funny. I felt like Saturday night was not as fun as I thought it was going to be. Or maybe because I wasn't as wasted or something. I don't know. I just felt like maybe because I think you guys were just all so hungover or something. I don't know. That it was like Saturday was like a little lackluster for me.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I was,
no, it was still fun. It was still fun because we were all, and then after we all like migrated to the bar area and drinking there. And
yeah.
And then that's
every
when,
tab at every bar was like $2,000. And I had one of the cousins paid every single tab because he was the one ordering 50 shots of 1942 or 50 shots of Don Julio Blanco. It's like, oh my, who needs to drink that much? Tim paid a $600 bill of just tequila.
Tequila.
Why?
Tequila.
Because that's what the boys were doing. I was watching them at the bar, like, andale chingon, andale, and oh, come
yeah,
on,
that was
team,
fun.
Take a drink, team. And then, oh, yeah. Because they were all manning, like, all the machismo was coming out on all the boys. It was really cute,
I loved watching it, actually. They had a bonding. They had a bonding moment.
They all did bond.
It was really cute.
Yep.
It was a lot of fun.
So that was Saturday. We went to a bar and, you know, Jessica passed out, I think, that night in the bathroom.
Wait. Yeah. That's a good story. Okay. So there's two things. One, the cousin who got a little handsy in the car, we had a little heart to heart and he apologized because the other cousin kind of called him out on it.
Good.
And he was mortified. And we had a very adult Gen Z conversation about it, which I really appreciated. And so we cleared the air and I was like, listen, you are forgiven. Thank you for taking responsibility and accountability. Like, shit happens, but like, just watch yourself, you know? So it was very healthy, very nice. It was great. Then after the brewery, we went to this restaurant. There was like pool tables. There was like shots. Natalie and I, being the nice, young, responsible girls, were like, you guys, it's 11:30. We got to go. The wedding is tomorrow. Let's go home. Jessica's like, no, I don't want to go home. Like, Jessica,
I'm gonna hang out with my cousins.
I wanna hang out with my cousins. We're like, okay, fine, we're leaving.
No, this is what happened. We also had a handsy uncle.
Oh my God.
So now it's like, so Jessica's like, yo, that uncle's a little handsy. I don't know. Like, I don't really feel comfortable.
I feel uncomfortable. I'm getting,
and then I was
the
like, okay, well, we're leaving. So let's go. She's like, no, I'm going to stay. And I'm like, bitch, then you get raped. I don't know what to tell you. Like, if you want handsy uncle to like touch you, then stay. Like, that's on you, girlfriend. So she, in her drunken state, was like, nope, I'm staying. So she stayed. And I was like, fine. You better not be late to the wedding tomorrow. That's all I gotta say.
And I wasn't.
Then we went to Jackie's room, and Tim was super fun that night, too.
We had so much fun. Ordered pizza, McDonald's, still partying.
Oh, yeah, I was
drank.
In that room.
Yeah. Natalie was out late night. It was Riley
was
out.
I was eating that
LaJoya
pizza.
Riley was out.
LaJoya Riley really, well, La Jolla Riley came out on Saturday, like the Sunday, the day of the wedding. He really showed up.
He was shining as of Saturday night, though.
He shined bright like a diamond.
Like a diamond.
Such a diamond.
Yeah. And then we've got Tweedledee and Tweedledum with Riley and Tim now. Like, they just encourage each other.
Yeah.
Like, it's really, like, they're dangerous, a duo. I'm not going to lie.
They named each other the Triley.
That's cute. That's really cute.
Because them too, they had their sunglasses on and they were just, I mean, they
the Blues Brothers Triley.
Yeah. Oh my God.
It is the Blues Brothers.
Wait, can we just talk about
cold turkey? May be great on sandwiches, but there's a better way to break your bad habits. And we're not talking about some weird mind voodoo from your crazy neighbor or your crazy aunt, but we're talking about our sponsor, Fume. And they look at the problem in a completely different way. Not everything in a bad habit is wrong. So instead of a drastic, uncomfortable change, why not just remove the bad from your habit? Fume is an innovative, award-nominated device that does just that. So instead of electronics, Fume is completely natural. Instead of vapor, Fume uses flavored air. And instead of harmful chemicals, Fume uses all natural, delicious flavors. You get it. Instead of bad, Fume is good. It's a habit you're free to enjoy and makes replacing your bad habit completely easy. Your Fume comes with an adjustable airflow dial, and it's designed with movable parts and magnets for fidgeting, giving your fingers a lot to do, which is helpful for de-stressing and anxiety while breaking your habit. I know for me, look, I was trying to get pregnant and I was trying to become a lot healthier. And I liked to, you know, have my little mota at night sometimes, but I started doing this and honestly, it's been such a game changer. Stopping is something that we all put off because it's hard, but switching to Fume is easy, enjoyable, and even fun. Fume has served over 100,000 customers and has thousands of success stories, and there's no reason that can't be you. Join Fume in accelerating humanity's breakup from destructive habits by picking up the journal pack today. Head to tryfume.com and use code HUMBLE to save 10% off when you get the journey pack today. That's tryfume.com and use code HUMBLE to save an additional 10% off your order today. You guys, this is a great holiday gift for anyone in your life who, you know, is addicted to smoking. Just give it to them. Try it. Let them try it out. You could be saving their lives. You never know. So head to tryfume.com/humble and use code HUMBLE to save an additional 10% off your order today.
Can we talk about how Jessica came home by herself that Saturday night, though, and I was gonna sleep in Jackie's room? And then I was like, you know, I'm gonna go back to my room. I was like, I should sleep in my own bed. Have no idea where Jessica is. Haven't really heard from her. I walk in the door to my room, and Jessica is face first on the floor, passed out, sleeping.
Oh, dear.
And I open the door, and I'm like, my first instinct, I'm like, oh my God, I want to laugh.
She's dead.
And my second instinct, I was like, bitch, what if you're laughing at something bad? Like, what if she's like injured? So I'm like, Jessica, are you okay? And like, I see her on her, like laying on her wrist. And I'm like, oh my God, she fell and broke her wrist. Like her wrist is like not moving and her whole hand is purple. Purple.
What?
Yeah. And I'm like, oh my God, she's been laying here for hours on her broken wrist. And like, now we're going to have two injuries, two slings. Like, oh, I am so stressed. And then she gets her, she's like, I'm fine.
Oh my God.
And then I'm like, can you feel your hand? All of a sudden you see your hand just like be limp, like a limp penis. She's like, huh?
Oh,
she like can't
gosh.
Feel it, can't move it, and it's like flinging around.
Oh my God.
Jessica. But like, so like, Jessica, get in bed. So she like gets in bed, and then she like wakes up at like 6:30 in the morning. Mind you, it's like 3:30 at this point. And she wakes up at 6:30 and she's like, I need water. And I'm like jolted. I'm like, oh my God, what's happening? She's like, I need water. I want her. Where are my pajamas? I'm like, shut up. God. That was my roommate all weekend.
That's, yeah, I'm like, that's your day. No, that was your day to the
wedding. Listen, Messy Jessie appeared only on Saturday night. On Sunday. I was good. No. Sunday I was good.
No, at the wedding she was good.
You weren't her roommate.
Oh, dear.
Let's fast forward. Okay, so then we go to the wedding. So let's
then
go
we
to
go
Sunday.
To the wedding. So then the wedding is around 1 o'clock. So it was somewhat early. Like that's early for if you're hungover, you know, like you got to start getting ready by 11. You have a little thing. So, but we all get there in time. It was beautiful. It was right on the water. They chose like this gorgeous private sort of beach location. And it was just, it was stunning. And again, it was very intimate and, you know, he's Jewish and she's Catholic, right? Christian Catholic. Yeah. But they had this beautiful ceremony, and everyone looked gorgeous and put together, and everyone's on time.
Like, and then you would have never known the shit shows of the two nights prior.
It, totally.
When we showed up at the actual wedding, like, well, we were on it. We were solid. We were there.
Well, right before we were trying to get into the Uber, Jessica was like, that this is like, you need to come because I need another hand. Jessica's dress won't fit.
Oh,
so
my God.
I run upstairs and Jessica is in tears. And I'm like, this is what you fucking get for eating a burrito at 8 a.m. by the toilet.
That dress. It was a $300 dress from Nordstrom. Jackie and I just tried it on a week ago. It zipped just fine. I was
it zipped just fine.
Just fine means.
This was 2 days worth of drinking and not sleeping and eating.
And I told her on the phone before I went up there, I was like, find another dress, like, we've got to go. And she's like, no. And I could hear it in her voice is cracking. And she's like, please, like, just come upstairs. And I was like, okay. So I go upstairs, and then she's like sweating. I mean, she is like sweating. And her hair is starting to frizz because of the sweat a little bit, but like, it's fine. She looks great. And I was like, okay, we're gonna do this. That's hold on to one side, I hold on to the other side, whatever. We zip it up. And we get out of there. And so she's like, just don't. And I go, you look great. She's like, just don't right now.
She's like, I can't breathe. I can't touch my shoe.
But she looked beautiful. It looked great. And it all worked out.
Well, do you guys want to hear something really funny though? So I sent a picture to that guy that I was dating and I haven't heard back.
Oh God.
Shut up.
We've been talking since September.
Now I need to see the picture. Send the picture.
It was the one that, like, with all the cousins. And I was like, you probably look at the picture going, I picked the wrong cousin.
Oh, no.
Oh my God. It's been 2 days, crickets, bro.
I'm gonna give you the good old maybe he broke his phone. response to that.
New phone, who dis?
So embarrassing. Yikes. So don't say I look beautiful, please, because you're lying to me. Oh my God.
But did you have the best time ever?
Yes, because I always do.
Oh, I'm sorry, Jessica, about that. So
Me too.
End up going to the reception, which is on this rooftop. It's called B-Side Balcony. It was really pretty. They, you know, reserved the whole patio and the whole place, and it was great. We danced. We had so much fun. Again, that bill was like $1,300 or something crazy.
And mind you, our table, because it was open seating, right? Like, they had tables spread out everywhere. Our table was the loudest, obnoxious, rowdiest. They were doing toasts.
Yeah, but we also.
I am so embarrassed right now.
Like, all the parents were looking back at our table like, shut up. Like, the callas, the callo. Like, you know, like, enough. Like, stop. Knock it off. And then the boys, you know, where is it? Timberly? Triley. They had the giggles. Right. And so then they kept going and then they made everybody else were like crying. And then you had Adolfo was like crying too.
Yeah. We were a bad duo.
We were a mess.
I think it
made it. I think it was fun. Yeah. I think a lot of them enjoyed it. It was when they started to do the speeches, we had to shush everybody down. That I will say. But other than that, I feel like we sort of made that party happen.
Yeah, people were just jealous they weren't at our table was the problem.
No, that's true. And then our table kept growing, like chairs, more chairs would come.
Yeah,
like, people
yeah.
Were, like,
and then all the friends came. No, I think it was fine.
I think it's more like, okay, then I feel like, was I too much? Did I like over?
No,
like,
this time
it?
you were not the O'Brien. That was too much. You were
the
not
what?
It.
No, it yeah, was your husband not. in mind.
This is the first time that the O'Brien Huddlestons overpowered their wives.
Yeah. Yes, the yeah. first time ever.
First time.
But it was fun. The first dance was so beautiful. All the dances were so beautiful. We were all bawling like babies.
Cam was bawling.
I caught the bouquet.
Yeah.
And what else happened during that whole thing? No, I think that was it. And then they had like this little like speakeasy in the back.
Well, yes, that was fun. Well, I'll say this because I don't know if anybody else has said it. Julian tricked us a little bit because he told us that the wedding was going to be from 4 to 7. And he had like a beautiful acoustic guitar guy playing and they did all their dances to that. And then when the acoustic guitar was done, he had a speaker where he had his phone and he was like, they had a playlist that him and his wife had like curated and they were all about it. But the speaker kept going out and I was getting anxiety about it. And I was like, oh my God.
Yeah. That one, oh, that one scared me too. That scared me. Yeah. But, 'cause everyone was like right about to like the beat was about to drop. Yeah. And then it just went.
And we were like, oh no. And like he was so cool and collected with it. And I was like, this is odd.
But you know what the best part is? This is why it's great to have such a small group, is that then everyone improvised. Yeah, they got on the stage, started dancing the chicken dance,
the chicken and the Macarena.
The Macarena.
That was the fun.
Everybody's like, we don't care. We're the music.
But the bride and the groom, they were so chill about the entire thing. I think I would have probably started crying because
Natalie, you're like, oh my God, what do we do? How do we fix this?
How do we fix this?
I was in full event planner
but the
mode.
The whole time
like,
in the background, he was getting the speakeasy ready.
Well, that was what I was about to say, is that then like 7 o'clock when I'm thinking like we all have to get all these people out of here, it's like there's a little like secret door next to the bathroom and somebody had gone in there and then the word started to spread. And then when you walk into the speakeasy, it's like this cool Vegas looking like mirrored room.
Yeah,
and there's like flowers on the ceiling and it has like mood lighting.
Sick. Yeah, it was
and
so
then,
cute.
It was fun.
And then inside of there are two massive speakers that were like the
party room.
And that was like the part two
the
of it. The
only
like,
thing
oh!
I would have recommended is no glass in the
The amount of glassware that probably costs more than the entire venue and our bar tab. And
I need to send B-side balcony a bill. Julia needs a refund because I was the bar staff in that freaking speakeasy.
Yeah, that too.
I was in there moving glasses, picking up glass, going to the bathroom. I went and got an industrial size thing of napkins and I was throwing it like when Greeks do the break the plant, the plates plate. I was making dance moves, throwing the paper and I was like to the beat, like
cleaning.
Yeah, cleaning with my feet, like wax on, wax off to the beat.
Didn't someone get a piece of glass stuck in their foot because they took their shoes off?
Well, that was the very first girl that came in. She, like, there was nobody in there and
Wendy.
She hit a glass.
Right?
Yeah. Oh, no.
Poor girl.
Yeah.
That, yeah, she had her shoes off and she was just dancing the night away.
Yeah.
Dude, you guys, I still have blisters. I didn't take my shoes off the whole night because I knew there was glass. I still have blisters.
Mm. You shouldn't take your shoes off
the bottom
anyways.
Of my feet are
I'd be ratchet. I mean, it's family. We're family. Like
it was dark.
It was dark.
Nobody would have known.
Of us.
Oh. Except for the glass.
Yeah.
You know when I was ratchet at the end of the night walking home after we left the bar? I did. I walked home barefoot. I was like, you know what, San Diego, you ain't got nothing on these feet. Like,
that's por qué? That's por qué?
Pendeja.
Por pendeja.
I know.
Because what did we say? We're like, oh, our plan's going to be after the wedding, there's an after party bar. We're going to go from the wedding. We're going to go to the hotel.
Yeah.
We're going to change
Get
our
dressed.
Shoes, change our outfit.
Right.
And lo and behold, in Jessica Weekend Pattern, she's like, no, I don't want to go home. I'll just go straight to the bar.
So Becky and I went back. We got our tennies on. We changed. We got comfortable. We went back to the bar. And then we were good.
No, and then I call her and I say, hey, you're in the room. Just bring my tennies. Like,
and then
you're already
like,
there.
No.
She's like,
that,
no.
That was not the plan. That was not the deal.
I said,
no, ma'am. You are 41 years old now. I'm tired of taking care of everybody this weekend. Yesterday was my birthday.
Listen.
Tonight, I was the barkeep picking up glass with my bare hands.
I'm going to finally stop being a
enabler.
Yeah. She was like, I am putting my foot down. I'm not bringing her shoes. She's got to learn. And I was like, I like it. You fucking tell her.
Oh,
Natalie and I are like, we're the babies.
Wedding.
They should be taking care of us. They should be making sure we're getting into cabs safely home. Like,
no,
fuck
we didn't
them.
Say that.
No, because you guys are the old ladies in the group. It's not our
fault.
Yeah,
that's fine. We're just traumatized by all the we're like, I don't know if I want to do that. I'm going to be all buttoned up until I let loose, too loose. Anyways, so then we get to the Irish bar and we get to see everybody. And Jessica has her heels on and she's dying.
I was dying. But I rallied. It don't matter. I was like,
thank God. So we ordered food. So we had everyone some food. Ate. And I feel like that kind of helped like bring us back down.
We went to an Irish bar?
Yeah. And everyone was shithouse at this Irish bar.
Yeah. I don't remember the Irish bar.
Yeah. You don't remember the creepy uncle?
Messy Jesse over here.
Wait, at the Irish bar, creepy uncle was at it again?
Well, he wasn't at it. He was just there. And your face was like, you were trying to dodge him.
I was like, no, I don't remember. That must be when we all left, right?
And you guys went to the hookah bar?
We went home. Thaddeus and I were like, goodbye. Good night.
Which we almost got kicked out of because one of the cousins was trying to help himself to the bar.
Oh my God.
What do you mean? Like he's just started grabbing bottles?
Like went behind the bar.
He thought he was in Mexico, apparently, where you just serve yourself.
And apparently that wasn't enough. So we said, let's keep going. Let's go to another bar. So then we go and we proceed to go to another bar.
You guys are literally too much. And that's why I am not related to you guys. I don't even know how we're related.
Wait. But I think this was the best part of our whole entire trip.
Which part?
The slap. The slap heard around the world. Dude, that was
just a weird situation. It was awkward.
That was so funny. Let's
just move on.
Okay. I thought that was funny.
Okay, but if you guys are still listening, by the way, if you guys are still listening to this, bless your hearts.
I know.
And you guys are the real MVPs in this whole conversation. But basically, they get home late. Thaddeus and I, you know, we went home like decent, good girls that we are. And you guys didn't get home until what, another 2 a.m. or?
Yeah, I was like 2-ish.
Yeah. And then the next day, Riley had already gone to bed early. He was leaving he woke up at like 5:30, 6 a.m. He's like, I'm driving home. I'm picking up Piper. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to go with you. Because they were supposed to be a brunch.
Yeah, we get a text at 6:45 from Natalie. I'm going with Riley. Bye. We were like, bitch.
I know. Because there was a brunch that was supposed to happen. It's not a Debbie Downer. Girlfriend, I woke up with so much anxiety and I know you guys and you guys like to party and I had to pick up Piper. I knew that I had to be home at a certain time and I didn't want to be the one bitching at you guys like, hey, we got to go. Hey, we got to go. Hey, we got to go. Because then you guys are like, no, 20 more minutes. And I'm like, dude, I don't know the traffic. I don't want to have to. I don't like not having my own car, and so the idea of having waiting on you guys.
You want to have control.
I do because I didn't know how long you guys wanted to stay, and I was like, you know what, I'm just going to go home.
Natalie.
I know you will. But the worst part, Jackie, tell me was not that this bitch is in her bed 9 o'clock in the morning. But she wants to FaceTime because she doesn't want to miss out on the brunch.
That's not true. I FaceTime you guys because we had the gift for Julian.
And that's why I said, can we tell him the gift? Yeah, it was awesome.
I like how you're still mad at me over not going to the brunch. And by the way, then you guys got sick and I didn't get sick.
Wait, I want to be mad too. How about when Jessica FaceTimes me at 2:30 in the morning because she doesn't know how to get home to our hotel and she's FaceTiming me for directions.
I'm sorry. I'm like, it sucks to suck. I don't want to, I'm not.
I hear a lot of complaining. I hear a lot of shit talking, but we all had a great time. We had fun. We survived.
I have one more story about Jessica that it was too great. I leave the door locked. She finally comes in. I wake up at 3:30. She's not in the room when I wake up at 3:30. I open the door to the bathroom and I'm like, ah! Jessica is standing there, but she's sleeping while standing up. It was impressive.
Okay, so Messy Jesse did show up twice. By the way, all three nights, it sounds like you were Messy Jesse.
She was. But I was in a mood because of the shoe thing. And she FaceTimed me at 2:30 and I had to get up to go to the airport. So I'm like, Jessica, and she's asleep. She is snoring.
Standing up?
Standing up. I literally pee in front of her and I just look at her and I'm shaking my head. I'm like, you know what? Whatever. Like, you know what? You don't get your shoes. I'm like having full blown discussions with her. I'm like, you don't want to get your shoes tonight. You don't want to close the door. You don't want to get directions. I'm like, you do you, boo. You do you. You're in your era. I get out of the bathroom. I close the door and she's still sleeping in there. And finally, she woke up and joined me in bed at like God knows what time.
Oh my God. Hey,
you guys, I'm a winner. Anybody that's willing to date me is a real MVP.
You're a good time.
I would agree.
Oh my God.
Not a long time.
Not a long time, but a good time.
And then we had a wonderful morning of just giggles and debauchery, and Jackie came over, and then I had to go to the airport, and I was really sad to leave them.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then you asked Jackie for a ride to the airport. Jackie's like, yeah,
I was like, I was like, come on, you want a party? You want a party? Let's go.
Yeah, no.
So you had to Uber.
I had to Uber. It was a very boring, sad car ride.
Yeah, I know. Leaving was like, it was bittersweet for sure.
It was really depressing. It felt like when you're graduating high school and like you don't want to go, but you know you have to.
Yes, 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 yes. Totally.
Like I have to grow up now. Like I have to grow up now. Yeah. I'll be an adult.
Yeah, I know. And I had to go pick up, we dropped off Piper at school, but like that drop off, I was like, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was a great wedding, but the chisme was next level is what we said. There's so many tidbits that, you know,
and
you have to
And our group chat, I swear to God,
was on fire.
Fire. And then the next day on Monday, like everybody barely made it home. Tuesday, everybody called out sick or was Or like, I only worked 2 hours. The stay-at-home moms were like, I gave them iPads. I took a nap.
Yeah. It was like
that. It was nice to know that we weren't the only ones suffering as bad as we were.
Exactly.
So, Natalie, now that you've caught the bouquet.
Yes.
Which, by the way, I was upset about because I wanted to catch it for the only time in my entire life I've ever wanted to catch it. But Nat caught it and I was like, wait, you're already engaged.
Yeah.
But you guys were the ones that were like, Natalie, you have to be here. You're not married. I was like, but I'm like, I'm like married. So yeah. I was like, okay, fine. I went in there not being like, oh, I want to go catch the bouquet. And then I was the first one in front. And the way she threw it, by the way, was like 3 feet in front of me.
It was a beautiful catch. Like the replay, I was very impressed. And I saw the replay of it. I'm like, that is the most athletic Natalie I've ever seen.
Thank you.
If I knew any football player names, I would drop that right now, but I don't. So I'm just
I was going to because I'm in an all-girls fantasy football league now, and I felt like you were the rookie that came out of nowhere that like nobody had on
their
roster.
They benched me
the
whole year, yeah. And then I showed up.
You showed up with like 25 points.
It didn't even touch the ground. But I had to leap. I would have broken my teeth for that thing.
Yeah, one little slip away from eating shit.
Yeah,
you did great. So now I'm very excited that you caught it because I feel like this is a catalyst to...
I think it really is. I'm going to call it 2025.
Great.
Yeah.
What?
Dude.
Julianne planned a wedding in a weekend and you need another year and a half?
Yeah.
I agree
with that.
I agree.
Yeah.
Because
mine's
going to...
I want mine to be like... Somewhere
full blown.
It's gonna be
But if you need it,
Piper's gonna be in college.
Nah.
Oh my God, Piper's gonna be getting married with you. She's like, Mom, let's just do a dual wedding. Let's go.
I know, right?
And Dad would be like, No, I'm not ready.
I'm not ready.
Gotta be perfect.
Gotta be perfect.
It's like, I know. We'll wait till you have your daughter and she can be the flower girl.
Yeah. Oh my God. No, it definitely makes you think about your own wedding and what you want and what you don't want, and which is great, you know? And I just don't want the shit show that was my sister's at my own wedding.
But doesn't that come with the package though? Like you already know.
Well, for Jackie's wedding, we were fine.
Was wasted at her own wedding.
Yeah, okay, that was speak for yourself, honey.
That was after the ceremony.
No,
like
Jackie's first dance, her hair, and she was wasted. I mean, it's like it is like
all the pictures. You can't salvage that. You couldn't Photoshop
I'm just listen. I'm just talking about the ceremony, like the wedding part. We all made it on time. We did really good.
Yeah.
Yeah, we did.
The night before was not crazy at all. It was like a nice dinner.
We show up when we need to show up.
You know, I remember the night before your wedding, Jackie, I grabbed all of the rose petals and I threw them on the floor and I did that American, there was that movie.
American Beauty.
American Beauty. And I did my whole little swan thing on the floor. No, I was a mess. Shit. I see a recurring pattern here.
And on that note.
Okay, at my wedding.
Oh, what? You mean your next wedding or your... Yeah.
No, my next again. Wedding.
Oh,
I'm going to get married again for sure. Except mine's going to be like, I will have a bottle of tequila in everybody's room. So that way we all are like, it's a messy Jessie wedding. Welcome everybody.
Oh my God.
No, Jessica, you need to date a guy.
Jessica's going
to
have GoPros on everybody's like
yes!
a point of yes. view.
And then the next day at brunch, I'm going to have like it playing on a big screen TV.
Messy shame, Jessie Cam.
Your shame brought to life.
Messy Jessie Cam. Oh my God.
Oh my
God.
That
would be fun. I want to go. That would be so much fun.
Oh my
God. I'll go to your wedding.
I know, I would too. I would go to my own wedding too. Me too. But hey, I won't have a wedding if I don't get guys that reply
after that respond. I can't believe he did. So that's it? You guys are done talking?
I don't know. I'm going to give it a couple of days, take some water pills, send a better picture.
Oh my God.
Please don't do that. Please don't do that. Please don't do that.
Look at him at the gym.
Oh, man.
All right. What happened?
Last
final thoughts before we wrap this up.
I just wanted more juice on this boy situation.
Amen.
Have you seen him? When's the last time you saw the guy? Have you met him?
Oh, he saw you. Oh, my God. Tell him the Din Tai Fung story.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. So, oh, my God. So this is the whole thing about the dress. So... We went to South Coast with the day that we bought the dress, and me, Mom, and Jackie were sitting eating Din Tai Fung at the bar, you know, because there was no tables. And I get a text from him going, DTF? Question mark. And I was like,
which for yeah. some of us who don't know what that means, normally DTF means down to fuck.
And of course I went straight to yes. I thought you'd never ask.
No, you did not respond that. You didn't respond that. No, you
well,
didn't.
I kind of did. And like,
she did. She goes, naked karaoke, date three.
Yeah, winky wink.
That's what you said?
Yeah.
Who the fuck wants to sing karaoke naked?
No, because
those are like my worst two talents. Like that's like the two most hideous things about me: my voice and my body. Like what?
He loves the karaoke, so I was joking that I was practicing on my hair. If I could turn back time, so it was, I thought I was practicing, and then because we were talking about like. Well, you know, like, just, like, my boobs. And so then I was like, okay, well, I'll do topless. And then I'm like, well, fuck it. If you just said DTF, boy, let's go. I will share for you all day, all night. Like, let's go.
Wait, so then you responded to that, and then what did he say?
And then he was like, yeah, I walked by you guys at the restaurant.
He said something like, I'm dead on so many levels.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I walked by Din Tai Fung.
He's like, but I have. He's like, I walked by with my kids, and I'm like, oh no. And it's like, I bought a dress for the wedding. He says, well, you have to send me a picture of the dress.
Oh no,
in the dress.
And then you did, and then he never responded. You should be like, DTF.
And share my location with me eating dumplings.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
I'm embarrassed for myself.
Clearly he wanted one DTF, not the other DTF.
Yeah. I don't blame him. I want that one too right now. Shoot, that probably would help. But dude, I died, bro. I died.
Seriously.
I was so sad. So sad.
All right.
Sad.
We're going to wrap it up.
What the heck?
Oh my God. That's Jackie's goodbye. Jackie's balloons are like, bye guys, that was a fun celebration.
What just happened?
If you guys have, you guys can't see this, but basically on the, on your new updates on 17, if you're FaceTiming and you do like a thumbs up or whatever, it'll set, it'll pop up the emoji on your screen, and every time Jackie does anything like that, like a celebration, it's like thumbs up, balloons, and it's hilarious.
Wait, balloon celebrate.
Oh my god, we're celebrating because we're all getting off of this freaking FaceTime right now.
Good show. But I love
you all so much. Thank you for being here. I'm actually about to pack because we are on our way to Las Vegas right now.
Yeah.
It was Riley's birthday yesterday, which we didn't really do anything for, but we're going to celebrate it this weekend. We're going for F1, which I'm excited about. So I will let you guys know all the chisme of Vegas. And
yeah, that'll be, that'll be a you and Riley chisme tell all, and I can't wait to tune in.
Yes, yes, yes. It's going to be fun. So I'm excited, but I love you guys. Thank you for such a fun
weekend. Can you vlog like throughout and send us videos?
Because like a little messy Jesse like, cam?
I need when I say I need constant videos, I need constant videos.
I will send you the same way that Jackie did for you on Friday.
Yes.
Jackie was every hour on the hour sending you updates and you could.
Yes. I will do that for you guys.
Group chat. Yes.
I'll send you a little video of Marky Mark.
Huh? Yeah. Ooh, without a shirt. Respect the request,
please.
I love you guys. Thank you for being here. Thank you for such a fun weekend, and I cannot wait to do it again in 2025 or before at Jessica's wedding. So
mine's gonna be a shotgun. Let's go, guys. Let's go. I'm kidding.
I love you guys.
Love
you. You guys don't jump off just yet. I'm just gonna hit stop and then let's let it update. Hold on 1 second.
Okay.
All right. I love you guys all. Remember, stay humble and stay hungry. I'll see you guys later. Bye.